So how does a woman become like Tameh Anida, and what is the Tahara process? How does she become Tahar? So basically, any blood that comes out of the uterus, so we assume, and technically speaking, back in the times of the Gemara, they spoke about a hargasha, like a person has a sensation, a feeling, shaking. It's unclear today, many women don't have it. So maybe they have it, they just don't feel it. But so the bottom line is any blood that comes out from the uterus, so we assume that's dam from the Makor, and she has the status of a Nida. And with one exception to the rule, is if we know it's dam maka, if let's say a woman just had a procedure in that area, and the doctor said, she's gonna bleed, because she put in, let's say she put in an IUD, she put in something, whatever she might have, whatever a pap smear, whatever happened. So then, if we know it's da maka, so then she wouldn't become tame, she'd be tahar. But barring, and therefore there are different times where, let's say a woman suspects that she has a maka, but she doesn't know for sure. So there's something called the bodekis. That's a woman, that's what, she's usually a doctor, but it could be anyone who actually checks to see if, so therefore if the bodekis finds a maka, so then we know it's da maka and she won't become a nida. But if you don't find a maka, so then the assumption is it's from the uterus and she'd be Anida. So Anida is dam from is blood from the uterus, except if it's dam maka, and any time you see anything directly coming out, if a woman sees blood coming out of her, that's also automatically we know it's dam from the Makor, and therefore that makes her Anida. As well as, let's say, anytime she does any internal examination, a bidika cloth, a tampon or whatever it might be, and it comes in red, it comes out red, so obviously we know where the blood came from. Or let's say a husband and wife are having relations, and then after relations, the husband finds blood on his aver, or she finds blood. So that's a clear case of dam nida, because you know where the dam, that's the equivalent like of seeing it. Whether a woman finds blood on her body, that's already a debate we'll get into. Whether see that, so what I'm saying now, that's probably what we'll call a dam nida, like a daraisa. That biblically speaking, she's a nida, and therefore, any type of blood out of the uterus, or she sees blood coming out of there, let's say in the shower or whatever it might be. So then. Or, any internal check or that type of thing. So that's dam from the Makor. There's a din derabanan of, it's called a kesem. It's called a stain. And the halacha kesem is, let's say a woman, in it's not during her time of her periods. So usually as a period, it usually comes with cramping or some type of hagasha, and that's the normal time. Let's assume it could be during the time when she's in her, we'll get into the seven clean days, or even during her Yemei Tahara, during her pure days. Is let's say she felt nothing, and she just sees, she sees a blood spot on her underwear, let's say. So what's this? So that's a kesem, is when you see a stain without having any feeling. You had no idea it was coming out. You didn't notice it until it was on your clothes. So when it comes to nida derabanan, a kesem, a stain, and there was no feel when it came out, and you didn't see it coming out, and obviously we might have a good guess where it came from, but it doesn't make a difference. The halacha, we assume we don't know, and therefore as a din of a kesem, and therefore, so we have different leniencies. See, when it comes to nida deraisa, it doesn't make a difference. One drop of blood, a tiny drop of blood, is all you need, and a woman's a nida deraisa. But when we're dealing with the kesem, when we're talking about rabbinic laws, so the rabbis set up certain leniencies in the rabbinic laws. So there, one leniency is when it comes to biblical nida, a drop of blood, she's a nida. When it comes to a kesem, she has to see what we call a gris. A gris is like a, literally like the size of a, like a bean or something. But basically, practically, it's like a dime or a penny, most assume. And basically, if you see less than a gris, so then we assume that back in the days of the Gemara, they used to have a lot of bed bugs. So therefore, people found these little specks of blood. So that no one could ever live together because the bed bugs were all over the place. So the rabbi said, so if it's less than a gris, we could assume it's from the bed bugs. And therefore, so even though today we don't have bed bugs, or hopefully we don't, but nevertheless, we keep the law of gris. So therefore, when it comes to a stain, so not a bedika, but a stain, so one has to be the size of a dime or a penny, etc. If it's less than that, it's not a problem. So if she stains on her white underwear, if she did a bedika during the seven clean days, which we'll get into what they are, so then it doesn't make a difference. Any drop of blood she sees, but if she sees a drop of blood in her underwear, so therefore that would not make her a nida because it's less than a gris. Or another leniency is, this isn't during her seven clean days, but this is later on during her pure days. Let's say that she wears colored underwear. So if you're wearing colored underwear, so then even if you see more than a gris, we assume that colored underwear, we don't know for sure. We don't know for sure if it's blood or not. So therefore, we're more lenient. If it falls on a colored underwear, so then even more than a gris isn't a problem. And the third leniency is that it has to be something that is makabel tuma. In other words, let's say if you find blood on your clothes, so that's makabel tuma. But let's say toilet paper, it's disposable. So it's not, according to Rav Moshe, it's not makabel tuma. So therefore, if a woman saw blood on the toilet paper after she wiped, so that's only, so since toilet paper isn't makabel tuma, so therefore she sees blood on the toilet paper. Again, we'll get into details how much, or, there's a certain amount where it won't make a difference. It may be a problem, but if you see even more than a gris on a toilet paper, so then it wouldn't be a problem because it's the toilet paper isn't makabel tuma, it's disposable. So let's summarize. So basically, nida da'oraisa is generally you see blood with the hargasha. Today we assume there's a hargasha happening. We just don't know. We, meaning the women, don't feel it. So either way, so if any blood out of the uterus makes her a dam nida, even a drop of blood, except if we could just ascertain that it's a dam maka, it's from trauma. If it's some type of procedure, so then we could be lenient and say it's dam maka. So if it's dam maka, it wouldn't be a problem. The dam maka doesn't make you into a nida. Blood from the uterus does. That it, as long as it's, that it's not maka. So, and anything, and even if you see, so if you see blood coming out of you, so then that makes you nida. Or if you do internal bedika, that makes you a nida. If a bedika cloth, or so even a drop of blood on those things make you a nida. And if, let's say, you're having relation, so if you find it on your aver, or she finds it after relation, so that's also a problem. That's even a drop of blood, because that's nida daraisa. That's from the makor. But if you see it, but let's say you don't see it directly, you only see it later on, you didn't know when it happened, you saw it later on your clothes. So there are three general leniencies when it comes to a kesem, a stain, because it's only a nida derabanan. Because as I said, the rabbis were concerned there were bed bugs running around, so therefore anything less than a gris was okay. So therefore, number one is, even on a white garment, if it's less than the size of a dime or penny, so then it won't make her into a nida. And secondly, even if she sees more than a gris, but if she's wearing colored underwear, it wouldn't be a quote. We'll discuss when is she allowed to wear colored underwear, when she has to wear white. But if she's wearing colored underwear, so even more than a gris isn't a problem, because we don't know, it's different colors, so we don't know what color the blood, we don't know if it's blood or not. And thirdly, if she sees blood on, let's say, something which isn't makabel tuma, like toilet paper, so then even if it's more than a gris, the rabbis never said it was a problem because it's not something that's makabel tuma. So therefore, those are the three exceptions, the three leniencies that we have by nida derabanan. What we'll have to go into is next time is how the process when she becomes a nida, how does she go from being a nida to becoming tahara? What are the steps in terms of after she gets her period, and now how does she become tahar? We'll discuss the different days, the days before the shiv and the kiyam, and then going to the mikvah, and then we'll get into Bia Rishona, the first time people have relations. How does that work in terms of nida? And then different harchakas, when you're in nida, besides living together, biblically speaking, being prohibited, we'll get into, there's no touching, and not only that, but there's different harchakas they made. Like you separate the beds and different things like that. We'll get into in the upcoming weeks. Any questions? Yeah. Are you taking notes? You said in here. Yeah. Then I could give you a place you could do chazara on. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a problem. Yeah, we don't have to do so. Whatever. Yeah, so we could, whatever, Wednesday or Thursday is fine. We don't. Yeah, I'm saying we have plenty. When is the wedding? You have a date? What day of the week is that? Oh, it's the. Okay, yeah. I guess at this point it's in your house because of COVID? Or what's the rule? Where is it at the moment? It keeps on changing.